Sweden says Russia is greatest threat to its security, date modified colon 2025-03-11T14:28:49.392Z, description colon the nation's security service says there is a tangible risk of the security situation deteriorating further, comma dot. Sweden says Russia is greatest threat to its security, one day ago, save, Alex Phillips and Paulinkola BBC News, save, Getty Images. Sweden's security service said Russia's activities were mainly aimed at undermining NATO cohesion. Russia poses the greatest threat to Sweden due to its aggressive attitude towards the West, the Scandinavian nation's security service SAPO has said. It wrote in its annual report that while Sweden joining the NATO military alliance had strengthened its security, it had also led to increased Russian intelligence activity. Russia denies any wrongdoing. SAPO also said that the security situation in Sweden was serious, with foreign powers operating in more threatening ways, with hybrid warfare, alongside incidents of violent extremism. Charlotte von Essen, the head of SAPO, said there was a tangible risk that the security situation can deteriorate further in a way that may be hard to predict. Sweden became a NATO member last year, seeing it as the best guarantee against Russia following its full-scale invasion of Ukraine in February 2022. That January, its civil defense minister warned there could be war in Sweden in the near future due to Russian aggression. SAPO said on Tuesday that Russia's intelligence activities were primarily aimed at undermining cohesion between NATO members, counteracting Western support for Ukraine, and circumventing sanctions. It said these activities showed Russia was becoming increasingly offensive and risk-prone in the face of a build-up of Swedish, and wider European, defenses. When gathering intelligence, the Russian security and intelligence services use a wide range of resources and different platforms, the agency wrote, adding that these activities had been limited by expelling intelligence officers. Ms. von Essen said Swedes needed to be vigilant about widespread anti-state narratives and conspiracy theories that seek to act as a destabilizing force, adding that it was important that we do not normalize the new situation. In its report, SAPO mentioned suspicious incidents involving infrastructure and which countries may have been behind them in some cases. A series of undersea cables and gas pipelines have been damaged in suspected attacks since Russia's invasion of Ukraine, prompting NATO to launch a monitoring mission in the sea. The latest such breach was reported last month near Gotland, Sweden's largest island, EFE. SAPO said Sweden was dealing with the aftermath of the terrible incident in Örebro which killed 9. Russia denies any involvement in efforts to interfere with countries' democratic systems or of seeking to sabotage their economies. The Swedish government also identified Iran and China as posing significant security threats to the Nordic country. Last year, SAPO accused Iranian intelligence of hacking into a text messaging service to send 15,000 messages to Swedes, after several Quran burnings. Iran calls any such allegations baseless. SAPO's 2025 report said foreign intelligence threats included cyber attacks, technology theft and tracking the movement of foreign dissidents living in Sweden, the latter two allegedly carried out by China. Beijing also denies any such involvement. SAPO also said the threat of terrorism remains high, but was diversifying to not just include ideologically motivated actors, but also violence instigated by a foreign power and young people with a fascination with violence who have been radicalized online. Ms. von Essen said that SAPO had seen examples of nations including Russia and Iran inducing individuals, often young people, to carry out acts of violence. Serious attacks have occurred in France, Germany, and Austria, the SAPO chief said. Sweden itself was dealing with the aftermath of the terrible incident in Örebro, she noted, referring to Sweden's worst mass shooting last month, in which a gunman attacked an education center in central Sweden, killing 9 people. SAPO said violent Islamist extremism and violent right-wing terrorism remained prominent threats. Sweden remains on high alert for terrorism, with the threat level assessed at 4 out of a 5-point scale. Sweden searches for answers after country's deadliest shooting. Sweden's worst mass shooting leaves immigrant community on edge. Sweden is no longer a country that cannot be trusted. War in Ukraine, Sweden, China, Iran.